Ask Alex today is, well, all about the cat. Maren went on a date with a guy that collects cat whiskers. How does she know, Alex? Well, she got to play a little guessing game.
Well, yeah, he showed her a little tin box, I guess, in his car and opened it up, or before he opened it up, said, guess what's in here? Ended up being a whole bunch of cat whiskers.
317-239-1009. What do you think about this? Also, Joe and Alex show on our Twitter and Instagram. Live the Web Girl, what are they saying?
Okay, so Kay is responding to the caller that said that she collects her dog whiskers.
Uh-huh.
And she says, for the love of all things, please set up the cat whisker guy and the dog whisker girl.
We could do a little matchmaker over here.
True love.
317-239-1009. Samantha is on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Samantha, what did you want to say about Maren, who's on for Ask Alex today?
Well, my daughter, who is 7, was sitting in the car and heard this story, and she immediately looked at me and said, Mommy, if that girl doesn't run, she's going to be the Murder Monday story.
Did your 7-year-old listen to Murder Monday?
She does.
Oh, my gosh!
It's good. It's good for kids to hear that stuff.
That's literally me.
Absolutely loves it.
Oh, that's funny.
My insight on the whole story is I have a cat, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. So the fact that I'm always around my cat and I never see the whiskers fall out is scaring me for this lady, because this guy, I don't know if he has a full-time job, but if he does, like, does he keep his cat locked up? Or, like, it's just weird. It's really weird.
Like, how is he able to collect them all?
How is he humanly possible? And how often do they fall out? Like, I've never seen them fall out.
Yeah,
ever.
Really? How often do they fall out? Does anyone know?
I don't know. Google that stuff. Let's see if we can
hold on.
Are you Googling?
Crap. Okay. Well, somebody commented a Google screenshot and then it didn't, the picture went low. Oh, wait, here. Okay, so Google says, do cats shed whiskers? Like cat fur and human hair, feline whiskers continuously grow, fall out, and get replaced with new ones. This is quite normal. Minus injury, health problems, or defects, all cats possess 12 whiskers on each side of the muzzle for a total of 24.
Meow.
But how often, though?
Cat facts. You're not going to get that on another morning show here. All right, 317-239-1009. Let's go to line number 2. Hey, what's going on? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, good morning.
What's up? Are you a cat lady?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my daughter is, but I haven't heard about any whisker saving. I was just going to say that I would probably run right away, but if she doesn't run, she may not want to shave her legs in front of him because he may start collecting more things.
Wait a minute. Are you how long are you letting your leg hair get that it's like a whisker?
No, I'm just saying.
It's No Shave November.
Crazy.
Is that what you're doing, Alex, for No Shave November? You're growing it out as long as you can?
No, I have laser hair removal from Ideal Image, so I don't shave.
Ooh, okay.
I don't need to.
I wonder if, like, Lindsay collects my back hair that falls on the ground. It's kind of curly. It's not as straight
Nasty.
As a whisker. Oh, so we can't be honest on the show and talk about things that really happen? All right, 317-239-1009. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Hello.
What up? Who is this?
Hey, okay, so my name is Heather.
Hey, Heather, what do you want to say?
Hey, so I have, like, a little phobia of hair that's not attached, so it's really gross to me that someone would save their cat and dog whiskers. My mom, when I was young, she would clean out her hairbrush and, like, roll the hair up in a ball and hand it to me, and I think that's where that came from. It's just disgusting, like hair that's not attached.
I do that, too, and I wipe it all over my shower wall.
Oh, my God.
And I love letting my brush, like, build up with so much hair that when I take it off, it looks like a mini wig that a cat could wear, actually, like hair wig.
Why would you guys save that stuff? I don't get it. I don't know. It's like saving the skin shavings, right? Like,
ooh, I love that, too.
Wait, did your mom do that, like, to punish you, or just, like, that's a habit she had that's kind of wonky?
I don't know, just to clean out her hairbrush. When there was too much hair in the hairbrush, it wouldn't brush anymore. I don't know. It was gross, though.
When I get a pedicure, when they, like, shave my foot skin,
foot petty?
When they grate the cheese?
Yeah, when they grate the cheese, I always secretly want to ask if I can hold it and play with it, but, like, I feel like that's weird, so I don't. But, like, I love watching that stuff fall off. Like, somebody get me a pedig for Christmas. I've always wanted one.
Oh, really? I'll go to the Ascendant TV store right now and get you. All right.
Beyond around here.
Remember that one time, I think it was Freak Show Friday or something, but, like, months ago, somebody called in and said that they hated their roommate, so they were using their pedig to grate their foot cheese and put it on their roommate's pasta.
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
I'm Nicole.
Hey, what's up, Nicole?
Hey there, I was just listening to the cat whisker story, and I'm a registered vet tech. Cats don't lose their whiskers, so he has to be like pulling them out or cutting them.
But Google said that sometimes they can, yeah. So I'm so confused. Not saying you don't know what you do, but...
Well, I just confirmed it with the doctor I work for. I called him up and I was like, hey, like, cats don't lose their whiskers, right? He's like, no.
Okay, but why is, like, every other person saying yes, they do, or no, they don't? There's, like, not a clear answer, which is weird.
They're really attached. They don't shed them. They need them. They're for...
Aren't they for balance?
And spatial. They use them, like, before they jump into things so they can tell that they can fit through things.
That's what they're for? Because so, I really don't even know what
they're
for. But
wait, what do really fat cats do, though? Because their whiskers don't grow out longer. Like, if they're like Garfield and they're too wide to fit through stuff.
The fat cats, they're just going to have to work their problems out on their own.
For sure. Hey, thank you for calling in. Live the Web Girl, what do you got?
I have a possible explanation. What if it's like some, like based on the type of cat, they shed more than other cats? Like some girls shed more than other girls.
What do you mean girls shed?
Like their skin, like a breed.
Snake?
Like the breed makes it different?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of a like interesting theory. I could see that happening.
I have no clue what we're talking about.
This is
here.
Like the most fun topic ever.
Cats
I love it.
Cats are weird.
I want to talk about this all day. Can we just do the whole show about this?
No, because I actually honestly want to eat my breakfast I have sitting over here.
I'm going to bring my tooth in next week so you guys can feel
bring it.
Bring it. No. If you bring your tooth
bring
in.
Bring your tooth in.
Want me to?
Like, I will throw your tooth away.
Listen, poll on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show on our story. Should I bring in my first baby tooth that I ever lost
yes.
next
week?
I want to talk to people, and if they're like you, weird, I want to know why the hell they have their tooth. What actual purpose do you have for your tooth? It's not like a family heirloom where it's worth money. You're not going to use it again. You're not going to turn it into jewelry. Why would you have a piece of like enamel like this hanging out there? I don't understand that. Let's go to Callie. Callie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Good morning.
What up?
So. Joe thought it was really weird that Alex still has a tooth, but I have four kids, and I've kept as many teeth as I can from them, along with their hair from their first haircut, and also their, like, umbilical cord that they lose.
I was going to say, do you keep the belly button poop?
Yes, I do.
Are you making, like, little doll replicas of your children? I don't understand why you're keeping all these parts.
No, I don't know. It's just sentimental. Like, the umbilical cord, that's where they were attached to me for 9 months.
Do you keep foreskin? Some parents keep their kids' foreskin.
Yeah, just put it up on the wall right there next to it.
Some parents don't cut it off.
That's true, too.
You know what?
I didn't do that. I didn't get to see that, but...
Yeah, that's too far.
My daughter also had a penny removed from her esophagus at 9 months old, and I kept that penny, too. So.
Well, how did she get a penny in her esophagus? Where were you? No, you hit it on the head. Callie and everybody is a hoarder. You guys can't let go of anything.
This is true. It's all in a tote in my garage, but I do have it.
Gosh. Thank you, Callie. That is, we'll have to talk about this another day because I don't understand people like that.